today's show. We're so glad that you could join us for Friday. Matty Potts will not. We will miss you, brother, from another mother. He will be back on Wednesday, of course. But we've got a big one for you guys in his absence because we want to talk about YouTube rules, Kiki in the shower, birds and the bees, my new $20 rule, and I've got a brand new game on Tinder and Bumble.
And...
what?
And
of course, window shopping, which is the title of the show. Belly is the one who keeps us all straight here. He is the only one along here with the ride with me. So just strap it on, folks, because Belly and I are holding it down all day.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. Oh, we're so ready to go. Belly's in his Superman shirt, and I'm ready to rock out with you. Welcome to the show, my wonderful friends. Thank you for joining us in the social media lounge, which we are now today serving Christmas trees for all. Safety breaks for everybody. Belly Matt LaBelle joins me across the way. What's up, dude?
Not much. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day outside.
75 degrees outside Studio A. So you've got plenty of time to get your one wheel challenges in. Get out there and find something new. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with. But we have got to start the show, so let's do this. It's a different pacing without a third person to introduce, because right now I'm doing Potts typically, and he says greetings and salutations, everybody. And then we get into the show. So quick, if we can, moment of silence for Matty Potts. He will no longer be joining us on Friday episodes.
For now.
For now.
Until he gets that itch that's just got a scratch.
You mean right when he has a baby and has no time? Literally no time?
No time.
Look. Right now, Potts is a small business owner starting a restaurant, and of course, we pump it like it's our own because we just want the best for him, and the food is really good. Marinate on the corner of whatever and whatever out in California. We've said it 1,000 times, but it's really good. It's on Melrose, and he's like, you know when you start a business, like I don't know if you guys realize this, but you're really not paying yourself much unless it's a unique situation like mine where I didn't have any overhead and any bills. You know, first of all, welcome to the social media lounge. I see they're popping off
just
already.
GM good, the good. Social media lounge.
GM SML. Yeah. But, you know, it's hard as a business owner. When I started, I had no overhead. Potts has a rent to pay for his restaurant. You know, so a true business owner, like when they get started, typically, you don't pay yourself for 5 years. I mean, 5 years. I remember that quote when Michael Scott Paper Company is about to start and Michael goes to Oscar. And Oscar's just like, it's not feasible, Michael. It's not feasible. Are you able to maintain without paying yourself for 5 years? Like, that's average, right, Belly?
I'd say it's pretty average. I'm sure there are cases where it takes longer or shorter.
Like
shorter
mine. I
times
mean, I was one
longer.
Of those. But in general, you're not making a ton of money in the start of a business.
No.
When you're running it with just one other person. And we're very happy for him that it has gone as well as it has. I mean, they're like one of the resident caterers for Tinder, which has like 2,500 employees.
They've done some big events.
They
catered the world couple games of the World Series when for the Dodgers.
That's right. We did one for Greenpeace when I was out there just a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really neat. I got to put the food and set it up all as if I was his. I was like, I'm your assistant. You boss me around right now. You tell me where to put stuff. Yell at me. Yeah. I don't care. I told Belly, I play a good assistant. I take a good second. You don't see me do it a lot. But if I am in the assistant role, I own up to the assistant role. And I'm like, you tell me what to do, and I'm following.
You know your role. That's good.
But it was cool seeing, like, setting up for Greenpeace, and we're live streaming it and all this. And it was just like, all right, so he does some good stuff, but he's got to also pay some bills and also, you know, be responsible for the baby he's about to have.
Yep. He's got a lot going on.
So he works. He picked up a second job because of his nightclub experience, and he's got to bartend on Fridays until 3 o'clock in the morning.
So it means he gets up at 6 a.m. to be on with us every Friday, which we've always appreciated.
And he's up for 21 hours.
And then he works all day at Marinate.
And then he goes to his nightclub.
Nightclub job.
And then he comes home at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's got to do it all again on Saturday night. I mean, those are his days off from his gig.
Yep.
So we respect. He finally was like, guys,
I'm gonna die,
and it's not because I don't want to stop this. I have to. Something's got to go, and you know I don't want to drain the show. You guys probably see it. He's yawning half the show anyway. He's contributing like a champion, but the dude's tired. The dude's running it at. He's burning the candle at both ends. So we were just like, look, go do you, man. We're very happy to. I'm thrilled to still have him on Wednesdays. Thrilled. Because he, I think, adds just so much to the show. Belly, you're going to have to start doing some sounds on Friday.
I know. I'm going to have to start doing the soundboard. I'm going to figure this out.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to figure it out.
If you're in the D.C. area and you would like to take on an internship here at Studio A, we don't pay well. But we pay in safety breaks before
we pay
the show.
In safety breaks and we pay in
who's sponsoring today's
laughs.
Show?
Today's show is obviously sponsored by Christmas trees. I can't even get into the voice right now. I'm still stretching the vocal cords.
Watch it. So you need the lights. Show the people. You know, there you go.
Today's show is sponsored by safety breaks and Christmas trees of all ornaments. Because without safety breaks, we may not have a show. Because where do you think all this crazy shit we talk about comes up with?
Newsflash. Creativity comes from safety breaks. So anyway, we're going to have fun with you guys today. Good morning in the social media lounge. We are serving Christmas trees for everyone, so make sure that you get your top shelf. Yep. Hopefully you don't have anything to do later today, like Cat Williams. I got shit to do today. You know? I know that feeling.
So
like, you're just smacked.
So let's get into some of the topics we talked about.
All right, I'm done pussyfooting around it. What do you want to do? You want to do window shopping? Let's start with window shopping.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. You can just take this one away.
So we started talking about things that... you kind of use to distract yourself or keep yourself motivated or keep yourself... give yourself an idea of where you want to be in the next 2 years.
Belly,
one year,
it's so easy to get into
years,
a
ten.
Rut.
Yes.
It's so easy to get into a rut, especially if you have a typical job of like a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to become mundane.
So I always talk about window shopping. You always kind of keep an eye out for what jobs are out there. You should always keep an eye out for what opportunities are going to be able to present themselves to you, whatever opportunities that you may come across that you just see and you know. It's one of those clicks, like love at first sight. It's the same kind of concept.
I don't know if you guys realize, but about 2 weeks ago, I did on a show, I had written down, how do you keep your mind right? And when I looked at it and I teased it, I said it, and then I was like, shit, I don't know where I'm going with this. And we came back from break and we took it a whole different direction. But this is the actual conversation that we were looking to have with that title. Because I believe that it is extremely healthy to allow yourself to window shop every now and then.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, maybe feeling a little bit like you're in a rut, go head over to Airbnb and just see what kind of apartments are around, just somewhere that you could visit within a 2-hour drive. Or maybe you want to just take a trip to Miami. Just see what it costs. By the time you get done looking at all the things that go into a trip in Miami, you're probably going to have exhausted your need to get out of the rut, and you'll feel almost like you just took a mental vacation.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't book the trip, but I'm saying you almost don't need to sometimes.
No.
I do it all the time. I'll look at cars knowing I'm not going to buy one, but just to give myself the reminder that, hey, my life isn't just what this is.
Yeah.
You can add.
I don't do it with cars, but like houses and like.
You love
like
the
that.
Apartment search.
I love going around. Why? So I'm all big on, I don't know, it's, I kind of create this story out of it where you go into someone's own imagery of a mindset of, it's this weird voyeurism where you get to go in, see how someone else may live or set up their own home, and then you get to reimagine how you would set up that home in your own way. If you played a lot of The Sims, you probably think about, I love The Sims.
I never got into them.
It was just a fun kind of game, and it's funny because there was something happening yesterday or the other day when we were in the apartment that I thought of it. You were playing the piano, practicing the song for one of the weddings you had coming up.
Faithfully by
and
Journey.
And I'm thinking, like, so Adam has practiced the piano enough where he's got like a 5-point skill level on the piano compared to my 0. So I get on there.
Come on, man. I've been playing since I was 6 years old. I mean, I can do it with my eyes closed. That's not fair.
Well, I think about it like this. When you have a 5-point kind of level in that game, you're really good. You can hear the progression.
Okay.
Where if I started playing, you'd hear the ding, 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 ding. That's how I would sound playing the piano. So eventually, you in the game progress as this character.
I think I understand. If I have no experience in the game as a character, I would sit down at the piano and just be garble. But if I had a 5-star, then I would sit down and it would actually be audible music.
And it actually
music.
Sound like oh, the song sense. You were actually
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, 5-starred on the piano. I'll tell you, I suck at a lot of things, but piano is not one of them. Piano is something that I'm like, would anybody like a competition? Can you do it without music? This is one thing that like people don't realize that instruments, music, it's a language. It's the same part of your brain that you use for language. And so if you speak that language, you really don't need the music. It's when kind of musicians who just read only. I'm like, really? Why don't you just like, you already speak half the language. Just. However, I think it's really helpful. So let's ask the Social Media Lounge. If you could move somewhere today, where would you move?
There's at least 3 cities you'd move to.
You know that there's an answer to that question. I want just type the city in right now. Belly will pipe them in. Where would you move today if you could move with no consequences? What are your 3? Just throw me one, because I'm sure multiple people. What are my 3?
I'll tell you mine.
Go for it.
So Nashville, Denver, and...
I'm going to guess it's San Diego.
No. San Diego, you know what? Now I'm reevaluating it already. Now, San Diego's awesome, but I don't know how...
It's going to have to be a Christmas tree friendly state.
I like my... No, it doesn't have
it
to be.
It does for me.
It doesn't have to be. If we're in a Christmas tree friendly world, it's fine. I'm talking about... Ooh.
Now you're... What are you struggling? At least do it on the air.
I do
kind of
want to stay on the eastern side.
Okay.
I'm more East Coast side.
Okay.
So I'd probably say I'll say Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina, because it's got to be close to Float Life Fest. That's Asheville. Damn
well,
it.
It's in Asheville, but it's fairly closer.
Do we have any answers on the Social Media Lounge before I give mine?
Prague. Oh,
Prague?
See, I don't even think of outside
Why?
The world.
Why would you even go to Prague? Am I missing? I know nothing about it. I don't know the climate. I don't know the type of city that is. It's a city, right?
Yeah.
Listen, I have no problem sounding stupid. I told you I will be cocky about piano, not about geography. Nope. But that's why I'm liking traveling, Belly, because like I had never been to the West Coast until last year.
Yeah, me. I was first time this year.
Right? I went to LA. I've been to 4 times since. I'll be there 2 times in the last month.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because all the jokes that I see on TV shows that I'm watching back, they make sense to me now. Like E says to E says to Turtle on Entourage, if you guys don't figure this out, we'll all be working at Del Taco.
Yeah.
And I mean, that joke just over my head as an East Coaster for life. But Del Taco is the West Coast Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't know what a Del Taco was. I thought it was just this restaurant that I was like, oh, I've never heard of that. That's the most popular. Like, you go to LA, you stop at Del Taco. It's like In-N-Out Burger.
I've thought about it like that, too. And I was talking to someone. And by the way, from the Social Media Lounge, the reason they chose Prague, most beautiful women on earth.
Nice. No, man, I go to Brazil. If you're going for that, you go to Brazil.
Yeah, you love the southern.
I like the curves.
Well, I think you just like a lot of things about the Hispanic culture and the high family mentalities. And
is Brazil Hispanic? I don't think so. It's Portuguese.
Brazil is in Southern America.
It doesn't mean it's Hispanic.
They
Portuguese.
Speak Portuguese for sure, but they have
that's not
like
a Hispanic.
A Southern American descent.
That's it. I don't think that's a good question. Put that on the poll. Is Brazil
it's not,
Hispanic?
It's not Hispanic.
I don't think so. The
it's
answer
not
is
Hispanic. No.
Right?
But
Peru right next to it is?
I would say it's
because
a Southern American descent.
So Hispanic means somebody who speaks Spanish but isn't from Spain, right?
Yeah. No, well, no.
I'm going to pull up the definition of Hispanic.
We're
going to
get too lost on it. Latin America is what Social Media Lounge says from Chong Lee. I think he's absolutely right there. Latin America.
Hispanic, relating to Spain or Spanish-speaking countries, especially those of Latin America. So technically Brazil is yes.
All right, so yes.
Damn it, though. But what is Latin America? No, I don't think so, because it's not South America. Latin America just means Spanish-speaking countries, which is not Brazil.
Well, they do speak Spanish there and Portuguese.
Well, they speak Spanish here. We're not a Hispanic country.
Yeah, but it's
technically
not the primary language. It's not like.
And nor is it of Brazil. I think Brazil is not a This is a good one. This is a good one. I don't think Brazil is a Hispanic country.
You're like, nope, we're not going anywhere.
I'm just going to sit on it. Well, there's no answer. I don't think there's a good answer to that. All right, anyway, moving on. Go ahead and vote on that. I'd like to know. I'm going to put that poll out there on our Twitter profile.
So you would move to Brazil then? What's your top 3 cities?
My top 3 cities that I would go to, I haven't seen, well, I mean, Denver would be great. I like Denver.
You know what? I'm taking Denver off the list. I'm putting San Diego.
But I don't. I was gonna take it out. I don't think I would want to live there.
I want to go back. Okay, I already turned it off, and
You're out. It's my turn now. You're out of here. Way too indecisive. Get out of here.
Can it be a five? Can it be a five state list?
But do you see how healthy this is? I think to do this and realize that you don't necessarily have to live there, but you could.
But you appreciate then you become to find where you appreciate where you are.
Yeah, and I just want people to realize, like, you're not stuck. As stuck as you feel, you're not stuck. You always have the ability to change, even if you have kids. Like, I know I don't have kids, and let me give you my first three. I'll give you my three. I haven't even thought about it. I would have to be, I would guess San Diego. I've never been, but it crosses all my checkpoints. I mean, they like their Christmas trees. It's legal there. Perfect weather, right, and it's on
two
the,
and one. You had two in one.
They like their Christmas trees, and it's legal. And it's chill, and it's also like beautiful weather all year round. Yeah. Now Denver is the same deal because even when it snows,
and you're shooting distance to Mexico.
Yeah, which would be cool. I didn't realize how close San Diego is to Mexico, and I've never been out of the country, so that would be a fun one. Sorry, so I'll do San Diego. I also think it would be cool to live. Like, I'd like to live in Denver. There's a lot of homeless people there, man.
There's a lot of homeless people in San Diego.
Are there?
And there's a lot of homeless people in L.A.
There's a bunch in L.A. You know what?
We talked about
tenfold in Denver.
It's a big city problem.
Tenfold in Denver. I've been to both cities in the last month.
Denver
was bad. Denver was like, we had homeless guys like barking at us on the basketball courts. We're 10 white boys trying to play some basketball, and we're not playing regular basketball. We're playing 42, which is a game of 2 versus 2, but it's a shooting game and you're tipping it to each other. You look really stupid playing it. And these like ghetto ass looking, I mean, they were black dudes who looked like they were barking at us, clearly homeless, and they ran the park. And like this dude was like, he was walking the 3-point line, mean mugging, but also making jokes, talking about how he used to play in Maryland. And he just kept pointing out our tallest guy and goes, "You, I want you. I'm a dunk on you, motherfucker. I'm going to dunk on you." And it was funny, but there's also something a little bit off on this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
you don't want to be too close.
No, and I'm going to be one wheeling around and exploring, and I don't want to find myself in a situation where all of a sudden, guys, I'm not going to lie to you, in Denver, there was a lawn to walk through to get to the basketball courts that we had to all walk over. The lawn is like maybe 20 feet by, it's like 20 feet wide, and then it's just a long strip. And it's littered with just homeless people because it's the only place for shade out there. And the sun is so damn powerful because you're so high up. Guys, I'm talking about every 2 feet. Like, you're walking over it as if you're like stepping over kids at a slumber party and trying not to wake your friends up.
Mm-hmm.
That's how littered it was. Littered is not the right word. That's how packed in and crammed with just homeless people and sleeping bags and their things.
Every street corner has loads of them. Yeah.
And then if you go down to the Rhino District where all the breweries are, that's all gone and it's nothing but white people. So it's like weird. It's like, wow, okay, that's a separation I wasn't ready for. It's like, it's weird. Denver's gotten weird, man.
Yeah.
Do you remember my 1 in 10 rule? 1 out of 10 people in Denver is walking around a little bit too fucked up. You just see them looking at a table like, you can see they're just fucked up. It's swimming. They're like, they're tripping, and they're just way too stoned, or they took some edibles. And
I bet you a lot of the people you see there aren't from there.
That's what I'm saying. I think anybody who wanted to do drugs legally went to Denver. Then all of the prices went up with all the housing, and now you've got people who already lived there who can't afford it. And oh, by the way, all the people who moved there and now they're stuck and can't afford it.
So what you're telling me is they're experiencing what happened here 10 years ago, 13 years ago, 15 years ago.
Is that what happened on the bubble with all the, that was everywhere.
Yeah.
But I do think that just because Denver was the only place to legalize it so recreationally.
Oh, yeah.
I quit my job and went out there. I said, see ya. I'm going to find a radio show in Colorado. That's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you my next two, but I don't know. I don't think I would want to give. I don't think that's somewhere where I would want to like stay. I need water close by. I feel landlocked if I'm stuck in the mountains.
Yeah.
I just feel a little bit like I'm landlocked. So
what's your other two?
I will give them to you as soon as we get back from break. Belly, I'm going to change some tunes. You know what? If I hear this song one more time, I swear to God.
Just take it off. Just take it off.
It's out. Out. No more 8-bit retro game castle. That's the name of it. I'm having a blast with you guys. Thank you for hanging out. I'll give you another city that I'd like to live in. Hopefully you guys realize that you're not stuck if you're feeling that way. I promise you. That was the whole point we wanted to start with this today, is to remind you that you're in control of your own life. And if you need someone to talk to and you need some confidence about it, I promise you, I would be happy to help. Just hit me up anyway you can, and I'll walk you through how you can start taking control of it, because life's too short to live by other people's rules, in my opinion. You want to do Birds and the Bees next?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Out.
All right, we'll talk about who's banging out who when we get back.
Bird or the bee?